This is Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. Kids in costumes will head door to door this Friday night for Halloween. Some of those costumes might include a little scary makeup. Costume makeup is an art form, and that's where San Franciscan Martha Villa comes in. She's been using latex, lipstick, and lashes to transform people into drag queens, zombies, and runway models for more than 30 years. But for Martha Villa, makeup is about more than just painting faces. Reporter Rebecca Robinson has more.
From the outside, Martha Villa's home blends in with the other modest buildings in her quiet outer Richmond neighborhood.
Hello, hello. Come on in.
Inside, however, it's a shrine to the strange.
There's a lot of altar stuff going on over there.
Yeah.
Wolfman vampire teeth are stacked on a bookshelf. Plaster face mold stares up from her living room floor. Today, she's transforming her longtime friend and frequent model, Christina Orlova, who's eagerly investigating one of Villa's new liquid foundation colors.
I just got that, so if you like it.
Then I can have it?
Of course.
Villa has been doing tarot card readings for decades and recently began creating her own card deck. Using her friends as models, she does their makeup and photographs them as the various archetypes: the Empress, the Devil, the Fool, and today, a Gypsy.
All right, so the magic begins.
Orlova, a natural blonde, dons a black wig for the role. Villa selects a soundtrack, and Orlova's transformation begins. She pulls a tube of jet black liquid from a makeup box the size of a small suitcase.
Her eyes have to mesmerize you. They have to grab you from across the room.
Orlova has worked with many different makeup artists in her decades-long modeling career. Villa, she says, has something special.
Not every person who's trying to get the look or the shot they're trying to get can get you to relax and get you to deliver that image. She has a really great sense of humor, so she makes you laugh. So it really becomes really fun.
Villa's fascination with makeup began during her teenage years in the early 80s with a very teenage obsession, rock stars. Sweet dreams
are made. Back in that time period, watching all these makeup artists doing these great works on all these different singers, you know, from Annie Lennox to Boy George, that was inspiring. I was like, huh, I think I want to do this.
At age 18, she paid her way through beauty school with money she'd saved working at the old Woolworth in downtown San Francisco. Her first gig came from a customer.
I just had like a little art box made out of wood that I took all my oil paints out of and then just put whatever little makeup I had, and I considered myself ready.
She had no idea how big her big break would be.
It was the Black Filmmakers Hall of Fame.
That's an Academy Awards style gala held in Oakland celebrating African-American achievement in cinema. She was shocked and nervous, but impressed the backstage crew.
They were like, girl, add more color, just don't be afraid.
Villa had found her calling.
To paint on someone's face was so exciting because afterwards you ended up with this incredible masterpiece.
She worked behind the scenes for years at local fashion shows and even made up models at a Versace runway extravaganza. But over time, she tired of the industry's diva complexes and predictable formulas and found a world where her creativity could run free. San Francisco's drag scene.
I would every year have a lineup of 15 gay men that would come to me every year, and I would have to do makeup on each one of them to match their outfit, and then they'd go out into, you know, the Castro and just run amok.
Making men into drag queens was no easy feat, especially when the would-be women were football players.
I walk in and there's this like room full of giants. I mean, the shoulders were huge, the muscles were rippling. I'm like, wow, how am I going to pull off a woman? It's like they look like the Incredible Hulk. It was amazing to see them transform.
While Villa loves the flamboyant fun of the drag scene, her true love is monster makeup. Her face lights up as she explains how to create a realistic zombie bite.
if something were to actually bite your skin, you'd have raised, you know, area, right? Because the body's reacting off the bite. So I have to create a layer of latex over her own skin, then create the bumps that are raised a bit around the bites themselves.
Her greatest monster muse is her son, Michael Chua. She's been transforming him into classic horror movie villain since he was old enough to walk. Chua has fond memories of raising hell at Halloween.
We made gelatin that had boils that came off of my skin with like things oozing out of them. And I remember walking down the street and all of these kids would flee before me.
Now he is 30 and does his own makeup for costume parties. He and Via attend events and theme parties together, from zombie proms to a recent steampunk costume ball.
I went to the store and got these like fake ram horns, and I attached those to a headband, and I just did all this insane makeup, and people wanted to take pictures of me throughout the entire ball. It was really a great experience.
Chua dares anyone skeptical of makeup as an art form to take a closer look.
It's really just painting on a living canvas.
In Via's living room, her living canvas, Orlova, is ready for the great reveal.
So, okay, this is the moment of truth.
Via takes photos of Orlova to immortalize the look for her future tarot cards. Her approach to work is decidedly playful.
Thank you so much. Oh, yeah. Thank you for being my gypsy. Here's a piece of makeup for you.
Here's a complimentary gift for joining us in our experience today. All right.
But she's guided by an artistic philosophy that's more than skin deep.
To help people see the beauty I see inside of them and help them express it as a side of themselves that they can't on their own. This is what brings joy for them. You know, they can then see what they've always imagined.
And imagination is the key to true transformation. In San Francisco, I'm Rebecca Robinson for Cross Currents.
You can find pictures of Via's work at kalw.org and click on Cross Currents.